Alvaro Luna Hernandez started life with a shorted hand. Growing up in Texas, on occupied land, his troubles with the law and with the sheriff of Alpine resulted from a racist gang crossing every line of respect for human decency. Vicious thugs in blue who have ruled the hills of Texas since long before 52. In the middle of the 20th, when Alvaro was born, it wasn't long before the first time that he was torn from the streets of Alpine to a windowless cell, when the cops kicked his head till no one could tell if he'd live or die. And somehow he was breathing still when the morning sun was shining in the Texas hills. Alvaro Luna Hernandez grew up to lead the fight against police corruption and for human rights. Falsely accused of murder, incessantly harassed, a young life in constant danger, quickly flying past. So on the day a cop came to his house, pointed his gun, Alvaro knocked it out of the officer's hands, and he did run. Alvaro Luna Hernandez hid out underground after the biggest manhunt in West Texas. They fired many rounds. He managed to surrender without being shot, and that was the last breath out of prison that he ever got. The trial was a sham, and he was given 50 years, sentenced by the machine to be ground up in the gears. Since 1996, a quarter century ago, in solitary confinement, they've kept Alvaro. He's now lived to be an old man, and whether he ever leaves, justice in the USA exists only for the thieves who came and stole this country, declared it to be theirs. Slave masters in power, Chicanos in the crosshairs. Alvaro Luna Hernandez started life with a shorted hand, growing up in Texas on occupied land.